the holiday season is upon us.
Uh-huh.
People are getting into the spirit.
People are shopping. Whew.
Seem busy.
Crazy this weekend, yes. And I'm just talking like, I had to go to Target to pick up some normal stuff.
What's like normal stuff?
Not dog food, actually. I had to get some of the command strips.
I had to get dog food?
Yeah.
You had to get what?
Command strips.
What's a command strip?
There, because if you don't want to put holes in your wall to hang stuff, you put a command strip and then you can take it down when you need to.
So you drove all the way to Target for a command strip.
Well, I mean, and some other.
You got those like Walgreens.
I know, but you go to Target to get other stuff too. Like earrings and booties.
So did you need a cart or did you need like a basket?
You always get a cart when you go to Target.
Doesn't seem like you got much. You're kind of wasting a cart there.
No, I ended up getting some boots and some earrings and a sweater. And
there's the list.
You go into Target for one thing and you walk out with a whole cart full.
Yeah.
And some wrapping paper that I don't need, but it was too cute not to pass up. You know, you
get it. So what happens? You stash that in the...
Oh, yeah.
And then later on you go, oh, there it is.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
Sure, that's Kaylee's trip to Target.
Listen, y'all know what I'm talking about at Target. Oof.
Well, there is one fear here because we're in the holidays and now it's...
Yeah.
Got to protect yourself because obviously lots of packages being delivered.
Yeah.
And they're being put on the porch and then they, of course, you know, that's it. What happens at that point?
Right.
We've seen videos from very fancy doorbells.
Uh-huh.
And cameras of people just walking up and taking things.
I can't believe that's still a thing. Knowing how much technology we have, that people will still go and try to steal your deliveries.
Yeah, that they do. Don't leave them unattended. Some tips for you this year from the Better Business Bureau.
Please.
Take advantage of any tracking tool your retailer or delivery company offers you so you'll know when that package shows up.
Uh-huh.
And then you kind of know it's there. So maybe you can get there or get somebody to pick it up for you.
Go home at lunch.
Have your package delivered somewhere else. Ask your friends or employers if it's okay to have those Amazon boxes mailed to their home or work.
People get stuff delivered here.
Yeah.
Like employees.
Yeah. But it's a safer way to do it.
Absolutely.
Somebody's there all day.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that a camera on your porch really is a deterrent for porch pirates.
Uh-huh.
They've seen signs drawing attention to their camera. Those are all good tools as well. If you see something, share that video with your postal inspector or local law enforcement.
There you go.
But yeah, very important if you do have one of those.
Last year, we got my sister and her husband a Ring doorbell, and they said it was the best present.
Right.
You use it every day. Almost.
Do they?
Yeah.
You would hope not to use it, right?
Oh, right. But
then you have to use it like something, well, because of packages, I guess. They get
packages, yes. It's nice. It's a sense of security as well.
But draw attention to it.
Yeah.
Don't pretend like it's not there.
Get
like,
big red arrows.
Yeah, big red arrows, a big sign like you're being watched.
Right.
Good luck.
Don't try it.
Yeah. And then some people even resort to putting fake things in boxes to make people... You know, kind of feel silly once they take the box.
Oh, are people really doing that?
Oh, they do it. They do. They put their poo in there,
feces.
Their dog. Yeah. So if you really want to get clever, put the Ring doorbell up.
Uh-huh.
Put a piece of dog feces in a box.
Uh-huh.
And then when the person comes and takes it, just enjoy.
It's on them.
Yeah. Just enjoy that. But that is what's happening.
And then post the video because we want to see it.
Yeah. But obviously, a lot going on this holiday season. Lots of packages.
And thank you to all the delivery people out there.
I got delivered a package on Saturday. It was late, though.
Like, at night?
It was almost night. Well, I guess it was like 6 o'clock, 5:30.
Well, so it's dark.
And I was like, because now they deliver in their own personal cars. There's so many packages that have to be delivered.
I noticed that. I saw that this
They
weekend.
Rolled up on my house. I got a shovel.
Right.
I got a shovel. I was like holding a shovel behind the...
Who's at your house?
I was halfway in the garage. I had my hand over here. I had a shovel. And then I saw the car pull up and they pulled right up the driveway. And I said, somewhere. Yeah. I got my shovel. I was like, I'm going to pop this person right over the head with this. And then it was Amazon.
Don't they
like,
have to put...
Oh, hey.
They have to put like a magnet on the outside of their car.
No magnet.
They? Oh. That's... And why? Well, and you live in a gated neighborhood.
Yeah. I was like, what? I was like, who's coming over here?
Oh, man.
Emerson just ran inside. I was like,
don't blame her.
Where are you going? You're my protection. She just took off. Just know that there's so many deliveries that they're having to use their personal cars, I think.
They really are.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.